With an influx of workers expected during the Broome Bridge replacement, a developer is proposing a temporary RV campground in Sycamas to help with housing before transitioning to a more permanent endgame. At its October 16 meeting, the Planning and Development Committee debated a temporary use permit, TUP, application for a phased installation of 20 RV sites, fully serviced with sewer and water, at 1315 Nordine Court, a parcel of bare land that also fronts Highway 1. The proposal would start with 10 lots along the east side of the property, then add the remainder along the west side in the future, with the underground services allowing year-round use. Currently zoned C2 Highway Commercial, the RV sites would be a non-conforming use, so the applicant has applied for the TUP, which has a 3-year term with one option to renew. District Planning Services Manager Nicole Hansen said there is also the option to rezone the property to RVP4 Recreation Vehicle Park for a long-term plan. The short-term nature of the project as presented, however, prompted some questions about next steps and the bigger picture. In the notes I read, there didn't seem to be any real discussion of the next phase, what happens after the TUP, Deb Heap said. I actually have no issue with TUPs as kind of a transitional zoning mechanism for as dealing with some immediate needs, but then what happens? Jeff Melms, speaking on behalf of the applicant the Yarmolai Group, explained the intention is to eventually put in a precast concrete building along the highway frontage, with living quarters upstairs and commercial in the bottom. He added the applicant has already spoken with a few possible tenants for the building, but they're not quite ready to move forward with it at this time. He did, however, tell the committee they do intend to pursue that, but in the meantime, you put the infrastructure in first to generate a little revenue. In contrast to Heap, committee member Cowan Ian Bailey was less enthusiastic of TUPs and of the application as presented. I'm just not sure how I feel about this, especially using the TUP mechanism. I'd much prefer if this is going to be something that stays there, is that we just go to a rezoning of it and discuss it that way, he said. We need to figure out how are we going to use our land base, and are we going to do year-round camping in other places, because somehow we've got to be consistent in this. If this is a road we're going to go down, and we're going to allow this, then we'd better be prepared for more of these applications. Bailey was also hesitant regarding the lack of information for the long-term, with no solid proposal or drawings provided for review. Committee Chair Cowan Gord Bushell, however, said he had spoken with the applicant and the plan is something similar to the lofts downtown. In this application, the RV lots along the back would eventually be turned into units where people could have accommodations upstairs and commercial below like the lofts, which is what they were originally zoned for. Despite Bailey's uncertainty about the TUP application, the committee unanimously approved a motion to forward the application to council for considerations, with John Braun having recused prior to any discussion.